Yeah, I could hear now.
There we go. Let's go. Word.
Shout out to my man. You getting indicted tomorrow.
Even just got community. Even just got community service for that as well.
See you in jail, buddy.
my lawyer beast.
All right, let's put him to the test then.
Sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
For the things I done.
I have a legit question because when we obviously agreed we were going to record today, I went through the YouTube. When was the last time we recorded the four of us, no guest? All four of us.
It's been a while.
4 months ago.
It's been a while.
I think it's been longer.
That's a wild guess.
No, I think it's been more than a year.
Oh, no, wait, no, wait. There was a year.
More than a year now?
Since it was the four of us, no guest.
No. There was a time where we was meant to do it and Chino train got delayed. That was about 3-4 months ago.
Yeah. Four of us, no guest. It's been over a year.
No, but I'm saying 3-4 months ago, Chino, it was meant to be us four, no guess. But then Chino was like, his ticket cost like £300.
I said,
bro, the podcast is good, but...
We'll live.
A man said £300, no return. I said, all right, man.
That's crazy. All right,
man.
You get, bro, 300, you can go quite far for £300.
Nah, bro, no. Man. Hey,
the thing
bro.
Is, you can
do... said that £300 user in Akasan.
Bro...
Never
been Hakusan in my life, bro.
Uptown Chino.
Yeah. I ain't never been Hakusan in my life, bro.
Chino's been getting them Uptown Chino.
Yeah, but Uptown Meat, bro.
Safe. Thanks, guys.
I've been seeing Chino eat some expensive meat and cigars, bro. I've been seeing him.
When Chino put the camera down here.
Yeah, he put the camera down. He's vlogging and he's chewing.
I can't lie.
Fucking a big dick.
Chino brought me on one of the big dick nights.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The cigar nights.
Oh, yo. That was good, man.
But I was out of my price range.
That thing was peas, yo.
That
place was peas.
You know when the bill came, yeah? I was just like, I got to go toilet, man.
You got this big bro.
That place was peas, you know?
You know he's got rare. Money? He's got massage, you big bro.
Yeah. Do you know
the picture in his pocket? Yeah, no, he ain't got it.
What's up, do this? What's up?
You know the funniest thing is, yeah? Chino was like afterwards, like, yeah, man, we're gonna go get some drinks. I said, God,
we.
Nigga, that £30 bourbon in that.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
It's funny because that's really what it was. It was actually £30. It was like
£30 for one drink.
£30 a pop. Nah, because it's crazy.
They have I forgot.
Drink straight bourbon like I'm at this.
I don't do that anymore.
You're sipping it raw, blood.
Bro, I used to drink fucking straight whiskey, bro.
You're a nasty man for that.
Don Draper from Mad Men.
Bro, you're a nasty man for that.
Bro. Midlife crisis, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Aye, he's a nasty man for that.
Life's hard, man.
Life's
not
hard
to sip whiskey straight, bro. I'm sorry. It's not.
You can see in the nigga eyes that he's been through a lot, man.
Yo, went to that tweet, bro. Nigga ain't got the pain in their eyes, bro. Bouncer, see, he knows I need that drink. Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
What you been saying? How's everyone feeling?
I've been good.
Out here, man.
Living, man. Been a minute, just us four, you know.
Nigga, I'm in hell.
I was in Portugal. Last week, innit?
Mm. How was that?
Must be nice.
It's a female trait, innit? But the holiday blues are real, bro.
No.
Holiday blues ain't it. Nah. That's real Portugal, nigga shit.
I've been telling anyone who will listen, if you ain't been Portugal, go to Portugal.
I went to great
country. Besides the colonization show, colonizing my people.
Portugal, I done some wild shit. I fucked up that city, man. I had to leave early.
Why do you go to places, and just behave ridiculous? Like, you go to everywhere and just do the same thing.
You know what it is, Like, I feel like when I'm in London, I'm not as wild. I'll just be chilling and saying wild shit. But I'm not wild.
Not acting wild.
But then when I get abroad, I don't care what's happening.
It's not my country.
Nigga, give me fentanyl on a night out.
That's a bit far.
I'm faking it.
Hey, that's, man, really far. This story is going to go crazy now, but like, I'm more of a, like, one, like, you see, like, you got players like Jimmy Butler, playoff mode.
Yeah.
Like, one holiday, I'm on playoff mode. Playoff, like, you know what I mean? I'm
playoff
here. I'm here for 4 or 5 days. I'm going to make the best of it. If I'm here for 2 weeks, that city's fucked up. Mm.
It's a long time, bro.
Yeah. It's a long time.
You've been here for like a week, bro. Even that was a long time. You've been there for even longer, bro. Yeah, that was long, bro.
Even watching your snaps, I'd be hating when people are on the
road. Yeah, I'd be hating.
Nigga got a nice sunset and shit. Bro.
Especially if you're on holiday, they want to shout me on pool. You want to let me know, nigga, bro?
Wait, sorry, you was in Albania.
The thing is, when I got up from Albania and we recorded, Ludo wasn't here, innit?
I was in Paris.
Yeah, Ludo was in Paris.
But I'd be hating mad when people are on holiday. I'm like, oh, you think you're so fucking fancy. Yeah,
you better than us.
And I'm looking outside. Last night, the rain, I got caught in.
Oh, you got caught in it.
Hold that.
I saw Arsenal fans complaining about the rain.
But no, do you know what it is, yeah? I have a newfound hate. Not even a newfound, I knew I always hate them, but I hate bus drivers so much.
What happened?
Do you know what, yeah? It wasn't even what happened. It was a series of events.
Oh, okay.
And I can't even like, I saw on Twitter saying that, it was like one article saying how 80% of bus drivers would like it if you said thank you when you get off.
What, in London? They don't care about that shit.
Dead you. No.
Bro, I'm getting off at the back, bro. It's not like, you know, them bus outside of town. No, only one door, bro.
No, but they said the bus drivers would like it.
Oh, well, I ain't doing it.
Yeah. But
if you like it, go to the Midlands.
London, man. Them Aviva buses, bro.
London. I ain't saying thank you.
This
is a bad vibe city. This is what we're here for. Allow me.
I would say, yeah, we are a bit of that bad vibes.
Dick riding.
But I mean, but I say, nigga, fuck you, because the things I've seen in the past few weeks when I've been the bus stop near mine, you know, you get familiar with a bus.
Yeah.
That one, but it has route. it has 10 different bus drivers over the month.
Yeah.
So you get to acquaint. Yeah. So there's one guy, yeah, and there's one bus where I have a travel card. It doesn't work. On this one bus. It works on other bus. Yeah. Like every time I tap it, it's red.
Oh, you mean like the machine's bookie?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It just doesn't work on my one because I've got like a thing, like an employee's card one there. So then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, bro, always randomly doesn't work. I tell you, bro, I used it 2 minutes ago. Like, I'm not capping. And you know I'm going two stops.
Because you know my route and that.
Yeah. Guy was like, nope. And I'm just like, come on, dog. Like, you're going to make me waste, I don't know how much is that, £2 now? Like, all right, fuck it. Do that now, yeah? Next day now, I just have a mess of a bus driver. I get in there, nigga slouching like this, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've tapped now, and it's gone red. He doesn't care. Yeah. I'm like, cool, whatever. Then now, I'm hearing music and shit, like... This nigga playing music, I swear to God.
The bus driver?
The bus driver. He's playing music off his phone, yeah? I'm just like, all right,
like
cool.
Like his 09, you know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
We had it in the window.
Yeah, the window is looking out there. Yeah.
But then, it gets worse.
I remember when I used to do that. Oh, yeah.
Get echo on that.
That was science. But then, right there, then you see speed bumps on the bus. It gets kind of crazy. Slow down a little. This nigga's just going over it like he's fucking driving Fast and Furious and shit. I've gone out of my seat. I'm like, do you know what?
What, did it bounce you up?
Yeah. Oh, like, then I'm like,
nigga fly.
Then, so he, so it goes to yellow to red and he busses it. So I'm thinking, do you know what? You get a little points. You see where I draw the line? Mm. I'm looking at the bus driver now. On my life, I'm seeing vape smoke coming out.
Oh, my day.
He's hotboxing his little block.
Oh, my God. Bro, and I was like, this guy doesn't give a fuck about his job. Because from time I saw him in a Nike Tech jacket. And
no,
I usually...
No uniform.
Not, this is getting more and more unbelievable, you know.
And so the next time, it was like a week later, I make my bus. I had to run for it a little.
Yeah.
And you know that little jog?
Yeah.
So he doesn't go.
I can't lie. I saw one of the 50 prettiest women I've seen in my life.
Running for a bus.
And I felt like...
Yeah. You should save her.
I felt so bad. I was like, I want to call you Uber.
Yeah.
This is nuts, bro. Like, you know, where does someone as pretty as you need to be that desperately?
But
like, where do you need to be?
But
I'll get you there.
Like, yeah. But do you know what?
Crazy.
We're like,
if you need a job, I'll get your job. You need a ride? I'll get your ride.
But you know, with my one, this bus isn't a regular bus. It's like one that comes every 24 minutes. Yeah, it's one of them stingy buses.
Time is money, bro.
Yeah, but then so I must have made it, yeah. So I'm like to my man, there's a girl like running down, like hold it. You know what this nigga done?
What?
This nigga laughed and shut the buses. Nigga hit one of the villa. He was like,
schedule, bro.
He shut it.
It's like fucking Ed getting into the taxi.
And then I'm there. I've just tapped in and walked off. And this guy is chuckling for a minute now. Oh. Like it's. Like, you know the ones with the mirrors where you can see the bus driver? Yeah. This nigga's smiling. I was just like...
He enjoyed it. He ruined someone's day. He's enjoying it.
I respect it
from
him.
That's a real villain.
Yeah, but,
a real hater, bro. I love it.
Oh,
but the bus driver's like, bro, see a kid like, nah, you're not getting on. Yeah. Drive off.
Yeah.
Splash you with water.
Horrible thing.
Bus driver's horrible.
Horrible.
But,
that's mad slimy, bro.
And that's why I don't say thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
I'm going to say thank you anyway, but...
I'll say thank you to police before I say thank you to a bus driver. Nigga, fuck you, man. Nah, man. These bus drivers are slimy, man.
Last time, Jake come down here, yeah, and he said thank you. I said, don't do that again. Don't do that again.
Moody, like, what are you doing, bro?
This is London etiquette.
Clapping with the plane lands.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, kind of guys.
Allow it, bro.
They might have stand up a good 30 minutes before the doors meet each other. Allow me, bro, man. But, I'm not going anywhere, man.
Before we start this episode, oh, man, I didn't even tell you lot. Some guy messaged me. It was like 1 a.m. I felt bad. He messaged me and he was just like, can you tell the guys that that I've been going through a lot? And the podcast over the years has like meant like so much for me, as in like the jokes and laughter. And then like, you know me, I saw a message and I was about to reply back to
you
him.
You forgot to reply.
Bro, I forgot to reply back to him.
Yeah.
And the nigga said he even made like a burner account for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get that. I know you don't want to be dick riding too much. I'm like that same. But then something must have happened. I think one of my boys called me and then like, I just got distracted onto another app. And I woke up next morning.
Did he unsend it?
Yeah, unsent it.
Damn.
But then I was like, make sure, like, if he's listening or somehow, man, like, I saw it and we fucked.
Yeah, reach out, man.
Yeah.
Alex is retarded.
Listen, no. Alex didn't do that shit on purpose.
Yeah. No, man.
Like, listen, if it's that, listen, bro, honestly, I know we joke a lot and whatever, but if it's that, bro, reach out, innit?
You know
reach out to this nigga.
No, do you know what is it?
Message one of us three, innit?
The thing is, yeah, I'm usually good with it. Like, there was one guy, like, I won't get into his personal deal, but we was chopping up for, like, a good month or so. Yeah. And even nigga, he was telling me about one of him and his boys were running the train of one girl.
Okay.
She got pregnant.
Okay.
No one knew her, who it was. But me and him were...
Kept it.
I don't know. I didn't go...
Imagine being a train baby, bro. Who my daddy? Just a bad guy coming up the Mori, bro.
Oh,
brain is not them, bro.
What I told you, yeah.
That's crazy, baby. That's crazy.
When I tell you, the pilgrimage I'm going to do to hope that I'm not the dad is going to be crazy.
Bro, a train,
pilgrimage. I might walk to the pool.
if I was a train, like, baby daddy, I'm pissed, man. I can't even lie. I'm not.
How did your mom meet?
Come on, man.
At a party.
Yeah. What kind of party?
Truth, babe.
That's crazy.
That's
disgusting, for one. How you barebacking at a train?
I can't even lie. I'm not looking at that kid the same. Cause
the fact you kept it is crazy.
It could be the one of the homies as well. Like, nigga, fuck you. Like,
because the thing is, yeah, even if the baby's not yours, it's someone you know, because clearly you're going to have to be comfortable enough to have a train, involved in a train or something, right?
Press some nasty niggas out there.
Niggas get involved with trains, niggas they don't know.
I don't train in it. So
No, wait. Well, no, we've always said about train etiquette, but getting in the train with niggas you don't know is very crazy. To me, personally.
Train etiquette is a crazy...
No.
But it exists.
I would have a team bonding exercise with you guys.
Nah. We can go fucking go ape or something.
Word, bro.
Escape room. Surely,
there's an alternative. Yeah. It doesn't have to be that.
Nah, but being real though, if you told me there was a train organized like with you guys, I'm gonna be more inclined.
Who's the proprietor? Like, who? What do you mean? Like, who came up with this?
It's probably Chino.
Yeah, Chino. He's the freakiest one.
What the fuck?
I can't lie.
Bro, nah.
Master Train, how did you see
No. This is not cool, because the people at home are going to think I'm nuts, bro. No. I keep saying my name for these retro things, bro. Nah.
That video of us chatting Cheeksy Chino, Chino's just sitting there fuming. It's so funny, bro.
Bro, in front of the hoes, blood. I be in there.
That's
probably Chino run that. Chino, like...
It's an endorsement.
But from when I saw Chino had a feed of just porn, I was like, yeah. This nigga freaky as all.
Do you remember back at the old studio where Chino would just be there? Alex would be like, what are you?
Literally.
Alex would look at him. Alex would be like mid-sentence, or Alex would be telling a story and he would be like, yeah, so random. And Chino, why are you looking at Paul?
But the thing is, yeah, like, throughout the whole thing, even at the old studio, it was you and Atlas, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was stuck with this nigga. Like, it got to the point it was like, yo, miss, can you move me? Like, I'm looking and I'm getting distracted as well. I'm trying to tell my story and, like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to go bit by bit.
You see cheeks?
And then I see some some cheeks clapping.
And the thing is, yeah, you watch your full video, so you watch it for the start and plurry, like, the plot and storyline.
Because I'll clock him from across, he won't sit across from him. And he would just be sitting and looking at his phone, like.
And you know what it was?
Straight face.
it would be reaction, just he's analyzing from, people. Bro. People,
stop right there.
That's real tape study.
It'll be like, oh, Chino hasn't spoken 20 minutes. Yeah, nigga, he's watching porn.
Why does Chino barely speak? Why do you think?
What do you think? It's not true. That's the thing. It's not true. So niggas just be making up for the plot, man. Why make me up for the plot,
man? But anyways, man. Anyways, man. One item, man. Hey, shout out Tom.
Shout out Tom, man.
Our sound engineer, our ex-sound engineer. You know what I mean? Like, he was the guy in the background, man. He left this studio, but hey, man, he was giving us bare pointers from time, man. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why, like, we elevated a little, like, he was always giving me, like, nah, you need to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, nigga, that's too much work. Yeah. He was like, but you need to. Yeah. But, he's left. And it's not, when he was sitting in the background, man.
I'm not going to badmouth the studio, but fucking hell,
yeah,
man. I can't lie, bro.
But you know what it was? It was like, with Tom, it was like, because he's not like us,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
Like,
I wanted to involve him, but
he's a white guy. But you could tell, but he was just always
mad cool. He's mad cool.
Yeah. Like, you could always tell when you got a good episode when this nigga's chuckling.
Yeah, yeah.
He finds it funny.
Yeah.
Listen, shout out Tom.
Did
you get like a social or anything like that?
Yeah. He even told me, but like when he told us off after our last episode together.
Yeah, he was thinking about it. Yeah.
Then like a week later, he was like, "Hey man, like, I'm gone."
Yeah.
And I was like,
bourgeoisie. Yeah.
But I told him, if it's your last episode, tell us and we'll book it in, and you're coming on.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know when you leave a job?
Yeah.
You see that period, that 4 week period? Nigga, fuck.
Yeah.
But he left straight, innit?
Yeah. ASAP, I thought he was gonna put in his notice period and shit, and like
I left ASAP.
I thought he was gonna give us some extra hours and shit on top. Yeah. But I don't know what I mean.
If you keep, give me a key on top.
Well, give me a key on top. A key on top is great.
You're only going to pick up the consignment. Plugs that you have this. One. Yeah, have this. Have this. That was for you.
But you're doing so well, you come back to be quick with the money.
Cream on the top, said.
Anyone put 30 racks in my hand here, on top here, I'm going to start sweating, bro. guys like, oh man, I picked up, but that man just got raided straight after. So this key doesn't even exist, technically. Yeah.
But I've got to pay the difference. I've got to make it back.
Nah, man, but shout out to him.
Shout out to Tom, man. Give me his Instagram after this. Shout out to Tom.
That's the guy.
You are dumb, bro. You are so dumb.
That is fucking
What I was going to say, anyone tucked into Top Boy, man?
Listen, I'll be real. I heard it was shit, so I didn't bother.
It's a bit crazy, man.
I heard it wasn't good, so I just didn't bother. Let me not say shit.
Finish it.
I heard it wasn't that good, so I didn't bother.
Did you finish it?
I haven't watched Top Boy since the first season, bro.
Ah, cool. What, are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
All right, cool. So, the funniest thing is,
I saw the guy with Kano fucking making a nigga suck his gun.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was deep-throating.
Only to find out his lips Rihanna as well. That's what you're known for.
Bro, he was dating
That's
Rihanna.
A bleak forward career progression.
He was dating Rihanna.
He was just like in a
music. Nah, they were dating.
So that's, who is he? Is he like a big deal?
Bro, he was one of them guys, yeah. He was a...
They get booked for every...
No homo, but he was a Spice. He was one of them lighties that
said
were...
Spice, bro.
That's old school.
Spice. You said Spice. Yeah. Not only did you just say that about a guy.
I've not heard that word.
You use lingo from like... You use lingo for like 08.
Nigga said he was a Spice.
Nigga, he was handsome and shit.
Yeah, say that.
So what? Is he like a model or something?
I think so.
Yeah, he was a model. So he's like a video vixen, yeah?
Okay.
But then,
Fuck it.
Yeah, like Tyson Beckford.
Yeah, but no.
Anyway,
I know what you're talking
about. It doesn't matter. I get
my bad. But, So I think that's why Rihanna was in London so much at that time. And Kano had him deep throating his strap. Was fucking crazy.
That's crazy. Deep throating the strap.
Nah,
but strap.
Hey, but Bodega said it, not me. like the whole series. I'ma just. It's a spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Anyway, I need to go get some like white shirts. So I met up with Ash at his store. He told me, he was like, "Yeah, man, like." He was telling me all kind of things. He was like, "Oh man, like, I'm glad my character didn't go out like no sucker, like begging, like please don't shoot me kind of shit." I'm thinking, "Ah, oh, like, are you in this a lot?" He was like, "Yeah, yeah, 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 yeah." Hey man,
Episode one,
10 minutes in, I see this nigga head in the box.
That's it, Ash head in the box.
I'm crying. Who took his head off?
Some Irish youths.
Okay. But then, obviously, I was chatting to him after, but he was like, he filmed everything.
All at once?
No, he filmed everything, and apparently they changed the story.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
And you could tell.
Are you allowed to say all of this?
I don't care.
Not fair enough.
But when you watch it, you see there's so many holes into the story. Like, what happened? What happened to this? It was just like a thing where.
But I heard even the Irish shoots died early as well.
Yeah, like the next episode.
Yeah.
They brought this big bad and they died the next episode as well.
Who killed them?
Sully and Deshane.
Yeah. But yeah, like yeah, with the whole thing. The
season one.
But I'm not even gonna get into like the storytelling, the acting was just fucking piss poor.
Do you know what my favorite TikTok of all time is?
What?
Why does everyone talk to each other so rudely in Top Boy?
Bro. Like,
the guy's on the phone. Who the fuck's at the door?
Do you know what killed me, yeah? There was an immigration scene. My man's getting deported.
Yeah.
And they start like a riot and stuff. Yeah.
Protest
and
that.
And yeah, like a protest.
Like,
no, do you know what? Yeah? I was like, that is so unrealistic, yeah? And people were like, no, that could happen. Like, look what happened in South London with the shops, yeah. I said, I watched Castastic get deported, yeah. And Manda...
He was tweeting, like, literally to the very last
Manda...
Let's come on the runway.
Yeah. Manda were busting jokes on Twitter.
Bro, that man there...
Manda stopped the plane, they come on the runway.
That man fucking there.
You think that's Mandela, bro?
Listen, shout out Cash, but that man there were on the 8 or 9 remix and a fucking shanty.
Bro.
Like...
You know what I mean?
God
like,
knows where.
I love Cash. I love this.
I remember he said, come on the runway.
Yeah.
He said, my flight is B67. Come on the runway.
But then,
I'm like, nigga, be serious.
It was more of a thing, like, but then it was like the things I was watching, yeah, it was like that scene where the mixed race youth has Jamie's little brother
gives
him the whip.
Are you gonna done a man?
Like, he was like, who's man gonna done? And he's like this. I was like, wait, what did he just say?
What does that even mean?
Who's bro?
I've lived in London my whole life. I don't know what that means.
But do you know what?
It's my way to squeeze off the...
It sounds like... Do you know what it made me like think about?
It sounded like someone was doing a caricature of...
Yeah,
of,
yeah. It's not real. It's
but
not
like, flow. I wanted to ask you like this.
People don't talk like that.
It sounded like someone doing a caricature of people in London.
I wanted to ask you like, yeah, like, what was your favourite like slang words like as kids?
Easy. Do you know what? Chung.
Nine.
Oh, nine.
Nine. Nine. Nine. Nine.
Nine. Nine. Nine.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I used to
like swag.
Oh, swag.
But as a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, you're swag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not that you got swag, but you're...
Bring that one back. Oh, keep it going. Bring that one back. That nigga swag.
Swag,
yeah. There was a couple, like, there was one...
Or Skeen.
Skeen.
Gash for women.
Gash
for the hour.
You know what? I kind of want to say words, but it's like, new one was so different for everywhere else. Yeah,
same, man.
It's so weird, man. No, because instead of scheme, we had scheme, but it was like,
yeah.
I like that.
It's that's good. Like the Canadian when they go,
In my part of North West where I grew up, we used to say Saint Nazri instead of say nothing.
Oh.
Saint Nazri.
Saint Nazri. Yeah. Niggas try.
No, do you know what? I heard that one. Fair enough, I heard that one.
Saint Nazri. But that was like, that was niche. That was like my part of North West.
The one thing I used to like, you see when like we say talking stage now, my one was out like it was linking. Like we're not official, but I'm just linking. And before there was we had like Waste Man, like that's still
niggas used to say Waste Cadet.
No man, like the slang we used to be pulling up with.
London slang is cool, bro. Fuck with London.
I don't think I've heard a worse word than junge, bro. That just sounds ridiculous, bro. Junge sounds ridiculous. It's like grim, innit? Bosh or whatever.
I think it just sounds stupid. Yeah, bro.
Do you know? It sounds ridiculous, bro.
Skettle. That's actually more like, but still.
Skettle.
Junge sounds like a bad thing. Even if you didn't know what it was, like a bad thing.
There's another one, Shosho.
Yeah.
Yeah, when niggas used to put up the...
Oh, sure, shallow.
Man. It just brings me back to school days, man. It's like...
Can't like make me feel younger again.
Know what I mean? But like, I always imagine, like, my parents must have been thinking I was on some fucking crack rock or some shit. Like,
the way you used to speak.
Yeah, like...
No English, bro.
Like, even the way I used to text... Like in BBM, it was every word was getting.
If you were to read your text from like 12 years ago, you
oh my crazy, day, crazy, bro.
Like, not even what you were saying, just the way you would. The way you
like for day. Me, like for me now, like I get cringed out when people shorten down like you to you.
Yeah.
Like know. I mean, like
that bears back in the day.
Yeah, like we're trying to do everything. Like
WYDNM.
Dead convo.
Mm. WUU2. Yeah. God damn.
You know what? Yeah? If I see.
I get the message, you don't talk to me.
If I see WUU2 or WUBU2, like what you've been up to and them kind of shit now, I probably use like what you're doing as well. Like,
quickly. I use WIS.
Oh, what are you saying?
Yeah. But there was a time. But
I usually say yo. I used to say yo.
There's a few like. I can get into because of like just like even
convenience,
like, convenience. Yeah. But then there's a couple that like, I can't ever go back onto, like even like far as emojis, man. Like I was saying, can't lie, back in the days when I was in like year 11, I used to use that embarrassed emoji with tings, like
which one?
Or the that one.
It was like it's like dot dot and the dollar sign and it's like a blushing thing.
Oh, what? Yeah, sorry, you'd be sick.
Yeah, like, I'd be like,
remember the emoji MSN. MSN had all the emojis.
Remember
you could like download like a little
That's when niggas were getting too creative.
You had the ones that move as well.
If you do like an LOL, it's like
niggas were downloading that and next minute they had a virus on the
You're not a real nigga if you never downloaded nothing that gave your computer virus when you were young.
Bro, facts.
I'd be saying like viruses don't be happening.
They don't, bro. Literally.
But I remember something funny. When I was a kid, the way where the computer was, it was like in the like next to the living room.
Same. Yeah. Oh my day, same.
It's kind of like in the, you have to kind of walk past the corridor to get to
it.
Like the living room was behind me. So my mom was sitting directly behind me in the living room and I'm on the computer. Mm. I must have been in year 5 or year 6. I'm watching Getz vs. Bashy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know at the end where Getz loses his head?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, it's playing out the speakers. I can just feel someone's eyes burning into my back. Yeah. I turn around, my mom looking at me. She's like, fuck are you watching? I was like, I just sat there, I froze up. Bro, since then, I was always so conscious that she was behind me. So when I'd be on MSN,
yeah, having the thing over.
I used to be like,
yeah.
Or
have you like hand over the mouth?
Just in case kicks something off, bro, it was nuts.
Everyone had that backup little, it was like the time where you could have like your GCSE revision online.
Yeah.
And so you had that in the backup, and I'm just revising this shit.
Wait, what was that?
That crab ass nigga sitting in the fucking chair with the sunglasses.
Fuck that
nigga. Yeah. Shout out to him though, he got me through a lot of shit.
Oh what, the book team, the CGP?
Yeah, the nigga sitting with the fucking sunglasses.
Yeah, man.
White nigga thinking he's so cool. He's the culture.
What was the online website, man?
Bite Size.
There we go.
I think that was like year 10, year 11. That's when school started to get in. You lot ever had that interactive whiteboard and shit?
Yeah.
We got them when I was in like year 3 or 4, and I remember.
Bro, we saw
this dumbass teacher. She was went to write something. She just drew a fucking big black line of black marker down the middle of it.
Yeah.
And didn't realize what she was doing. And we were like,
it's the wrong set. It's the wrong one.
She was like, oh, it's the wrong one.
Bro, I want to say, our gen, like, not to make it a weird thing, but our gen saw the transition between several different things, you know? Like, we went from chalkboard to, obviously, the interactive whiteboard. We went from fucking, if you was wanting to watch a movie in class, so you had to supply to
your choice.
Bro, they pull out the fucking...
When that roll comes in,
the thing is, we're 90s babies, isn't it? We're born mid-90s. Bro. We're born in the mid-90s, so it's like...
You know what it is?
We're the end of it.
What gen are we?
Millennials.
We're the millennials.
So my niece always tells me, she always tries to tell me that we're from the same generation.
No, she's Gen Z.
She's Gen Z. She's 2004 or 2005.
Oh, nigga, you 1992.
No.
Of course you're not the same generation.
1992. Nigga, don't try to put that on that.
Why are you laughing?
Huh? What's your real age, huh?
Wait, hold on. I'm not even the oldest in this room.
Real, nigga.
He's the oldest in this room.
Ain't nobody gonna believe that.
Yeah. But no.
Your birthday in like 2 days.
Tomorrow.
But no. It starts from 1997 to 2012, whatever. But whereas I'm 1996, she's always like, we're basically the same generation kind of thing. I'm like,
no, we're not, bro. Respect me.
I feel like 97 to 2012 is a big pocket.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it's a
generation that's been like 20 years, no?
Yeah.
No, but
I feel like the difference, you're right, but I feel like the difference between the way the world was in 97 compared to, it's so different.
And like, I feel like we're at that thing where everything happened so quick, where, like, nigga, we remember, like, 2003 Premier League and shit. Yeah. Yeah. Mm, but it's gone so far from now.
Yeah.
It's, like, 20 years later where the game's evolved so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even, like, saying that, like, we've seen a lot from, like, even, like, teachers now, yeah. Like, you ever be in school and be like, Miss looks a little hangover now. Like, you know what I mean?
You think back,
and now that most of our friends are teachers, I'd be like,
"What the hell?
I'm like, out with these niggas. Yeah, yeah. You got work tomorrow.
You got snorting crack, and he's gonna teach tomorrow.
Oh, I'm crying.
I'm homeschooling my kids. I'm homeschooling.
Hey, I can't lie, man. Shout out to him. I won't even say his name, but at the time. Nigga, he was gangbanging.
Yo, no, listen.
Gangbanging our teachers.
Listen, yeah. I want the camera on me. Some of the worst niggas in school are teachers, bro. I can't believe my eyes, bro. I can't believe it. Some of the worst niggas.
I know niggas do the minds
of tomorrow.
Yeah.
No.
How are your students? You're up. How are your students? You're up.
No, for real. No, for real. I'm not joking.
That story, that fucking. Which one's the black, the Puerto Rican one? Adisa Zamero. Who's the Puerto Rican one or the Dominican one?
Where?
This is a Mero.
Mero.
Yeah. Mero told a story where he was teaching.
Yeah.
Nigga was at school. He got into it like a fucking ninth grader or a tenth grader. And the nigga was like, yeah, see me off to school. So cool. So he's waiting by his whip though. And then the nigga rolled up with like six niggas, but they're all from his block.
Yeah. See?
So he's like, yo, you trying to get us to roll up on our man? They slapped him like that.
With me, yeah, it was like a real life situation.
That's some Ludo shit.
Like,
bro.
Like with me, it was more of like my niece was at school at the time. And she goes, how do you know so-and-so? And I was like, how do you know so-and-so? This nigga, a convict, gangbanger.
That's Mr. James.
Yeah. Mr. James. She was like, oh, that's my support teacher. Like,
he's support?
He's head of year. And I was like, I had to message him. I was like, ain't no way you head over here. He's like, nah, nigga, changed my life. Yeah.
He's like, bro, keep it alone.
I was like, no. Like, I know if it gets sticky. And he's like, he's a big football hooligan.
Yeah.
I said, I know if it gets sticky.
Can't run from your past.
But I'm also like, I'm grateful like guys like that.
Get a chance, yeah.
Yeah, like, because you need that teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do need that teacher who
is more cool in it. Like, and relate to you.
Not even like being cool. Like relating to you is a big thing because like I feel like when we was in school it was very hard to relate to teachers where you'd be like say if you had an out of school issue and be like oh no you could tell us no I can't
yeah
because
I've got people out of school to kill me
yeah like but then like nowadays it's probably be like
because they're close to age
yeah they could probably be like ah oh, man like oh I messed with this girl from outside of school or whatever and now her man who's in a different gang they probably got more relatable.
Like I remember, you went to a school PE game, yeah, a school match, yeah, in like another area, like we had issues with, innit?
Mm.
Before the game even started, people are like kicking off our thing, but our PE's like, "Don't you with me, bro? The guy, they will stab you as well, bro."
Yeah.
"Don't you with me?" The white guy, but you don't know any, but Nick, if it was a guy that teachers, younger who knows.
Teachers at the time used to think they had like a badge. I was like, "Nah, man,
they will shoot you to get to us."
A fucking tosser.
Yeah, like back in my day, we realized when things were getting a bit too sticky when. I think they were called Kingsmead and someone else. Kingsmead niggas, they must have banked out. Not Shanks, you see the compasses. Started stabbing niggas. And that's when, like, in Enfield, you could only have, like, the plastic ones. And we was like, thanks a lot. Like, you know what I mean? But
I think niggas aren't still going to use us as weapons, bro.
But, yeah, like, it got...
I heard niggas used to fucking take the...
Afrocom.
Nah, the blades off their sharpeners.
Oh, no, yeah. Our one was see the metal Afrocombs.
Yeah.
Niggas used to sharpen the edges and it would.
Yeah, that's, DT, yeah.
The fairest niggas.
No, but hold on. Take it off and then what? What? What they got?
Ching, ching.
And put on the thing. Like, and then melt their toothbrush and put it in.
No, or put on like a pencil.
Yeah, you can.
An edge of a pencil. Like,
you can put on a pencil.
Yeah. But I know what. But to some,
yo, when niggas are in badness, they're very inventive.
Yeah,
I get it. But like
in jail, bro, the type of shanks they make, bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
Making shivs in jail, they just be sharpening their toothbrush. Yeah. Bro.
No, but that's my point. These are all jail stuff, bro. But the thing is, we stopped at the compass. Do you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is,
the
thing is, yeah, I feel like with I say like with black people, I always say with like Africans and Caribbeans were very. If there's some, say for instance, yeah, say if you're building a cupboard, and one of your something jams where you can't use it. We're going to find something in the house where, whether it's a knife, where you're going
to support it and change it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to be inventive. We're very inventive where we can all right, cool, this isn't
happening.
Champagne's
been invented for the wrong reason.
Yeah, yeah, it just doesn't stop there. Like, niggas are boiling shit out of a, boiling rice out of a kettle, bro. Like,
making full-blown meals out of a kettle.
Yeah. But I'll say...
He needs an afro.
Do you know what? That actually, yeah, that impresses me every time.
Yeah, bro. That's ingenuity, really bro.
Bro, I was in the hotel.
Making a full meal in a kettle. Actually,
bro, I was in the hotel and I...
Or man, at least you have no charger. Go have a phone. You know, have a phone in jail. Yeah. They charge your phone with like wires from iron. Yeah.
Why not bacon? Bro, guys bake brownies. Yeah. Think about that for a second. Right? Bake brownies in a cell.
But like to lighter news about school, yeah. So today, you see like how today like we was all basically saying we don't want to record because life was life for everyone. But there was a turning point for me. That's why I'm drinking today. Mm. So I didn't want to I lost my wallet.
What is that, by the way?
It's a new spice rum. It's called Sailor.
It's not new though, is it? Sailor Jerry's. It's not new.
I ain't never had that.
I thought you do like some sponsorship. I know your industry.
Nigga, this turned around to me. You know what I mean? And Sailor Jerry needs to pay. But no, so I was like, I didn't have my wallet today. I was like, do you know what? If we don't record, I don't really mind because I ain't paying £6.80 to get here. But then chilling now, get a knock on my door, and I see my old teacher. My heart's racing and shit. Like, you see, you ever see like someone where like it's just PTSD?
Yeah.
Like her.
I didn't do my homework.
Yeah, like hers. You're 26. Like, anytime, like she was one of them assistant teachers. Literally that. Like she was an assistant teacher. So like whenever you're with her, you've been bad and shit. And I was like, oh, miss. I was like, miss. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I know you, don't you? And I was like, yeah, nigga, you're knocking on my door.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, one of the kids found your wallet outside the school because I live near the school. Like, I have to walk past my school to get home. And, they picked it up and gave it to me. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, I know this face. I know this address. Before I can't give it to you. Yeah. And I was like to her, man, I was like, these new kids.
Nice.
They ain't hustling enough. I said, if that was me personally.
Tap, 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 tap. Tap
your phone would have been ringing off. Bonzo.
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to you.
Would you be? I spent £20 in the tuck shop.
I shout to
him. That's a tuck shop. Your car got picked up by 80-year-olds.
There was one guy, yeah, and I used to fuck with him. Like, this is when I realized I wasn't a bad person. I used to fuck with him. But he must have started a fight with one of my close boys. And like, it wasn't, you see when you got close boys and...
You got acquaintances.
Far acquaintances, but it was cool. We'd always be out together. Must have started a fight. And
you're back your close boy.
Bro, I didn't even question it. Nigga, I robbed that nigga so quick. I ain't fucking...
Hey, real slime, bro.
Nigga, I
punched him out, bro.
Bro, so I punched him, fell to the ground. My boy's fucking him up. Bro, I was like... I was just like a slimy guy. I'm always looking for the opportunity, looking for his phone and shit. Found his wallet, yeah. Bro, found his card. Me and my boy went to McDonald's, yeah. We was ordering 24 double cheeseburgers
easy
at a time, yeah. Until it rinsed out.
You're a nasty man for
bro.
That.
Bro.
Even the limit's £100 as well. Like,
no, yeah. But yeah, at the time, I think at the time there
Apple
was...
Apple Pay, it's gone now. The limit's gone now.
Yeah, the limit's gone. Apple Pay is different.
You can change, you can go in your bank app and you can change the limit. You can change the limit.
Yeah, but with...
Some people do that just in case they lose their shit.
Yeah, but yeah, with that time, it was just like I think it was £50.
Did you freeze your cards?
I ain't done it yet.
I need to find that because I know there's money in that.
Nigga blase, nigga said I ain't done it yet.
Bro, that's you know Chino, big spender.
Tomorrow, nigga, I said I know, but me and Chino were saying yeah,
if, plenty.
Okay, if you found my credit card, yeah, I hope you spend it. I hope you spend it because with credit cards you could obviously get things.
It's like, insured, isn't it?
It's insured. Like, debit card, I allow
me. I'm going to say, I lost it yesterday as well. When I did spend money,
I mean,
like, can I get that money back as well?
Like, sometimes I feel like to leave my credit card around niggas. Like, yo, take this opportunity. Like, we can both eat.
Yeah. I remember one of my niggas, when he first got his credit card, we went out to eat for like a week straight whenever we went out to eat or went out just to get a little munch. He'd be like, yeah. Everyone send it to me. Like, he's like, so everyone send me your money and like, I'll send it to my credit card and I'll pay for it.
Mm.
Fair enough, they need to get it.
That's a good thing. Like with your credit score, you need to have a credit. I think it's the worst thing ever where people like, you need to owe money, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's such a 360 deal kind of way. It's like, you need to owe us money before your credit score can come up. Like, I don't know what your credit scores are when you're 18. Like, I never searched it until I was like 21, 22. But I can imagine it where it's like probably like 550.
Yeah.
Where people will have to be like...
Because you have no credit, you have no...
But then at the same time, if you're in a comfortable place, do get that credit card.
Hey, bourgeoisie, man.
You know what I mean?
But I listen, you know who, you guys know who the funniest tweeter is? Nico is the funniest guy on Twitter. When that guy tweets about not wanting to work, bro.
He's on holiday all the time, bro.
Listen. It was Wednesday evening, and he tweeted the weekend's done.
you know the funniest thing, yeah.
Every
time I need to take a picture with the guy like pissed.
Yeah. The funniest meme is when the guys are like pants around his ankle
at the calf.
No, man, I feel like you see with the weekends, it be coming to like Friday, it be Friday evening. It's
weekend's
like,
done.
Bro, the weekend's like, only Saturday, bro. Only Saturday.
You work Friday. Yeah.
You work Friday. Yeah. Saturday's the only day you get, and Sunday you get ready for Monday.
Yeah.
It's a 360 deal. The Matrix.
The Matrix, bro.
I got to tell you the story. So, like, you say, like, the weekend's done, yeah? Bro, there was a time I'm telling my mum. Like, I'm away. This is why we missed the last episode. So we was in Manchester, and it was like, it's a weekend away, but it was like, we're still doing shit. We're on someone's timetable. So obviously, Sky Sports messaged Moses to interview Ricky Hatton, and he was like, come through, like, think of some questions to ask. So I was like, cool, whatever. And then I'm just there the whole time. I was like, man, I just want to be back in London, just doing whatever. But I can tell you, Ricky Hatton, stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Like,
it seems like it.
So imagine we're in a room like this, and I just come through the background. I ain't really trying to be dapping up Ricky Hatton.
All up in the video.
Yeah. Like, I ain't the main guy. Like, let him and Moses and kind of. Then I go off to the back, and this nigga gets up off the seat, comes towards me, and he's, like, dapping me up. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Nigga, I messed up the dap. You know when?
Well,
your
fingers
over the shake or something. No. You know when it doesn't connect.
Yeah,
like it's very off. I was very shocked. I was trying to adjust, but then I was like, man, it's real cool of him. But then you see when you're dapping up white guys, I just keep it as that.
But they want to come in.
Nigga came in.
Pools, he came in.
That's crazy.
Whoa. Nigga brought in. Nigga brought in, And I'm not bringing in, but so he's gone like 90% away. So by the time I've gone in, I'm thinking, fuck, I messed up that with.
Where's your rhythm?
No.
Equilibrium is off.
No. Do you know what it is, So the way he's even like approaching
me. Because my thing is this. If someone shakes your hand like normally, it's just that. Mm-hmm. If someone shakes your hand like this.
No. But you see with this, so I'm walking away from set and I get like a tap. So my algorithm's off.
Yeah.
So I turn around, I'm like, it's Ricky.
Yeah.
So I'm like, going for the handshake, and he's gone for the dap. Yeah. So I've gone up, Algorithm's ready off key. I'm like, all right, cool. He's not with it.
Yeah.
And he's brought in.
You're not with it.
I don't want to put Ricky Hatton in it. I'm not with it right now. Like, my whole algorithm's off. I'm thinking Ricky Hatton's a geezer kind of guy.
Yeah.
But then, anyway, like, afterwards, we were just chopping it up. Cool guy. What's his documentary? That nigga went through it.
I saw it live. I'm a boxing fan. I saw Ricky Hatton get to the mountaintop. And I remember being in like year six or year seven when he fought Mayweather. And I remember going to school and be like, I like Ricky Hatton, but whatever.
I was hating on him only because all the white boys were chatting shit. Yeah, they beat Mayweather.
But you know what
Ricky Hatton. I couldn't care less. But like, bro, you know,
Ricky
Hatton's
gonna get tough. Sorry. He went and fought Pacquiao after, and I was like, Pacquiao's gonna fucking hurt him. Like the way Pacquiao put him down, that was like hard to watch.
So even
he was laid there like body stiff. Pacquiao put him some Pacquiao. So
the documentary like talks about that shit. But then even like watching it, so I'm there about like three rows away from him, and it's like he's bringing up deep shit.
Yeah, man,
nigga tearing up. And like all I can think about, I need to piss. I don't want to disrespect Ricky.
Fuck's sake,
I don't want to disrespect Ricky and then go for a piss and walk across the screen.
Dickhead.
Please tell me you held it in.
I held it in, While I'm doing this, Ricky Hatton gets up, walks off to the toilets, I looked at it and I was like, is that Ricky? Bro, I walked off, and went to the toilets and we're just talking like,
what, in a cubicle, innit?
In a cubicle.
Checkmate him.
No. But like,
we got one over there.
No, but we was just like, everyone's just there, and then it's all talk about his past. But then, like, even with that, all I could think about is just messing up the dap. And then afterwards,
did you get a redo?
No, I ain't trying to meet out. Like,
no, I mean, like when you left.
No. We went to the.
That put someone in the toilet. It's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
The thing is, yeah, I can't lie. He had an after party and went to the casino. And it was just like,
fair enough.
It was like, nigga just wants to be around his people's around. Yeah, yeah. I ain't the guy to be like, oh, Ricky, man.
Yeah. What's up?
But
I would love to speak to Ricky Hatton. Like, as a boxing fan, I would love to talk to him about, like, because he was on top of the world, man. Like, Ricky Hatton had it. Like, it's not, pause. It's not a lot of British fighters who can say that. I don't know if, well, Connor, I guess, but British fighters who fought Mayweather to cross over and to be like on that pay-per-view.
He said it in his with Moses. He was like, I feel like I had Mayweather, but it was just the fact that I'm just some scrawny little kid from Manchester in Vegas. He's gonna be like, oh, obviously decisions.
I don't want to cut you off. He never.
No. But no.
He never had a fucking chance.
I feel like he had more of a chance with Mayweather than Pacquiao.
Only because Pacquiao was so concussive.
Yeah.
With Mayweather, because but even still,
I
would even say he had more of a chance of Pacquiao because Pacquiao's there to be hit.
Yeah.
Mayweather's like, and even if Mayweather hit him, Mayweather check hooked him and like you crashing into the like it was.
But
it was embarrassing. But that was embarrassing.
But let me get
level to this.
Yeah, but let me get to the main thing here. Yeah, sorry, so we're in Manchester now, and they're like, "Oh, do you want to come to the Eubank fight?"
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, "Yeah," you know what I mean? So then I'm at the Eubank fight, yeah, and it's a great fight.
Was his dad there?
Huh?
Was his dad there?
We didn't see that. We was
drip.
We was ringside, but we weren't. Family ringside.
Yeah.
So then I'm just there. I'm like, I ain't never been ringside to a fight before. You know what I mean? Like,
big stuff.
Niggas, sweat's coming on me. And pause again. But then, and then, you know when you're in the midst of things, yeah?
You hear the.
No.
No, you got to say pause after that.
Yeah, pause.
No, you got to say pause after that one.
Pause.
And then I hear someone behind me, yeah, say, "You fucking juice monkey."
Wait, what? I beg your pardon?
Wait, what? I never heard that saying.
Yeah, what?
And then,
racist?
And then,
I'm not sure. Is it racist? I'm not sure.
As a combat sports fan, it's not actually racist. Juice monkey is just someone who uses steroids.
Okay.
I can understand.
I
can understand how saying it to a black man would be racist. The term juice monkey isn't a thing that was made for black people.
It's something that, steroids, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what? I just heard like juicing is obviously like dope.
Yeah.
And then like monkey, I thought he just added it on for his
own. Juice monkey is actually like a term in combat.
I can't lie.
It would be spicy.
But you know what it is, yeah? It was the accent. I didn't know if it was like a Scouse or a Manc accent. I turned around, yeah. Niggas are bare silent. And I was like, nah, man, I ain't trying to lose my seat right now. Like, I love, hey, Black Lives Matter, but I was like, I need my seat right now.
Oh my goodness.
Nah, but yeah.
Chino looks so disappointed.
Hey, man, I need, bro.
I can't believe this guy's a real guy, bro.
Bro, imagine, yeah, we're watching the fight and niggas are fighting in the crowd, yeah.
Is it a boxing match?
Why does it always happen to Manny?
Bro.
We were in Manny in a club with Manny, and niggas started getting it cracking while I was lotioning, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Niggas started getting it cracking.
Why's that neither here nor there? That's actually a straight story. Why's that
neither here nor there?
NFA. Why's that neither here nor there? That's a straight story. Why's that neither here nor there?
Wait, first of all, NFA. Second of all, it's neither here nor there.
Why's that? Why? It's a straight story. It's a pretty straight story.
Openly, talk about it now.
Not openly, not too much.
No, but wait.
Certain man got 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do what we had to do. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
I heard you.
3 points. Yeah. Low-key, that weekend was a 6-pointer. But the first guy, we're not incriminating him. But that weekend was a doubleheader.
Yo.
You know
yo.
Saturday night. What's up, bro? You fully forgot. I'll remind you off camera.
Nigga, who are you trying to incriminate?
It was good stuff.
That's what I'm not saying.
Bro, it was a good stuff, man. Monday night football, bro, you man said.
Yeah, I can't lie, Manchester was
Manchester, great city, man.
Yeah, good city there.
We gotta go back.
I can't believe I can't be back.
We gotta go back, but man, like...
I'm not saying it on camera, but I'm not fucking doing that shit.
But man, like Alice Turner is nose up at everything, bro.
I'm gonna be real. Can I say it?
Scared of the host? No, don't.
No, not because of, no, but wait about it.
Yeah, all jokes aside, we got to do another thing or we go to another city again. We're in that for a while.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. There's an event.
They got to pay us, man. Don't say it.
Yeah. Nah, they ain't got to pay us.
Don't pay it. Don't say it.
But an event in Manny, full of baddies, and Chino put into the group.
What was this?
About a week ago.
But and I put it in there. But
oh, it was on a Sunday.
It's on a Sunday as well.
And Atlas seemed like he was scared of the baddies.
They intimidate me.
Well, we're scared of the hoes, bro.
I'm not on it because it's a Sunday, man. I'm not trying to be in another seat on a Sunday.
No, because I only said it because man said the exact date that he was on prior to that.
I got my dates mixed up. My 48th was a Saturday.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's a Saturday. Oh, they've been there.
That
means whatever. I don't really mind. It's whatever, innit? Nigga.
So ain't nothing wrong with it. You man can go and have fun.
Yeah.
Right, it's long now. Everything, well, tickets sold out. I can't remember it.
Damn.
Before we close up, I'm feeling good. I might even pay for an extra half an hour. You know what I mean?
Nah, don't that. I don't do that. Nothing.
Oh, you need to go.
Yeah.
Home there, bro.
Home, nigga.
Nigga, home to sleep.
Yeah.
I got you.
Bro, even said it today, yeah? Let me get the screenshot up.
Of what? What's your screenshot?
It said EA Sports soundtrack is out.
Yeah.
Nigga said Baby Keem, Kendrick Lamar,
Jesus Christ,
Skrillex, Fred again, you have some serious answers, like questions to answer about the heady one thing.
Bro.
Yeah,
who is that?
Yeah, but carry on.
Jack Harlow.
Okay.
There's J. Cole, Stormzy, and other guys, and Central C.
Bro, you might as well put Atlas on that list, bro.
can I say something? Because I'm someone who plays FIFA all the time, yeah? I mean this honestly. I know I joke a lot. Nothing against any of the artists on there.
But that's not heritage.
Even Kendrick Lamar. Everyone knows I love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
That's not heritage. That's not heritage. This isn't a discussion about if it's good or not. That's not the discussion we're having. The discussion we're having is that for me, playing FIFA, that's not what I want to hear.
I feel.
What do you want to hear when we play FIFA?
I want to hear
random Brazilian tunes.
Yep. I want to hear indie. I want to hear synth pop. I want to hear soft rock.
Yes.
Yeah, bro. I don't want to hear
that, bro. Do you mind? It's near the end of the show. Can I rattle off some on my phone?
What?
Rattle off what?
Your favorite FIFA song?
Okay. Is everyone's?
I think it is.
Just wait for it, man.
I'm waiting.
Is this Clubfoot? It is Clubfoot, isn't it? Yeah, it's Clubfoot.
I don't know the names of this song. You recognize it
as soon as the beat drops.
Yeah, as soon as. That's how I always know about the song.
After.
Yeah, Clubfoot. Yeah. I'm gonna play my favorite FIFA song of all time.
Do you have yours lined up?
I've got it right.
Yeah. Line up your one.
Nah, you should have said before the show.
This is heritage, bro.
I'm here like this.
Get into it.
You just think of like the fucking the stadium thing with you and the goalkeeper.
Yeah. I wanna know.
Like, this is what it looks like, bro. This is what it sounds like. This is what it looks like.
This is heritage.
My other one was heritage. I might even just fight fast forward with it.
Banger.
Oh, yeah.
Banger. This is FIFA heritage. Yeah. This is what I want to hear on FIFA.
I need to know now. Can you love me again?
This is a fucking banger.
Heritage.
Do you know what, yeah? Maybe it's because that music don't slap these days. I don't know. I'm not tapped in.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Why people not making music like that? I don't know.
Maybe they want to appeal to more. But my thing is like, bro, like someone tweeted it a couple of years ago. FIFA is always indie and soft rock and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
WWE is always hardcore rock and 2K is always hip hop and that kind
of
thing.
But you know what is it?
Just stick to the status quo, bro.
So
facts.
Do you know what it gives, yeah? It gives people like us, yeah, coming from black communities to tap into other music.
Yeah.
I don't want other people, like,
I don't want everything to sound the same.
I love
white people are losing recipes, bro.
Yeah. I love people enjoying our music and us
enjoying their music.
I want to tap into.
Maybe they're thinking the other way around. Bro, they're thinking the indie boys.
You know what?
This stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
rest in peace. Rest in peace. He said, rest in peace, man. That's the bird that passed away. Avicii, yeah, rest in peace, man. Father told me when I was just a child. He's like, oh, what a fucking song. This is fucking heritage.
My father told me.
This is fucking heritage. This is fucking heritage.
Hey, hey. No. You don't know how many career mode games I played.
Nah, there's so many more. You know, I'm not even going to play it. You see Pumped Up Kicks. Nigga was talking about a school shooting.
That's the same. Yeah. That's the same band who did Call It What You Want. Foster the
People. Yeah, bro.
Good indie band there, bro. You know, good indie band there.
All right, cool. There's one. It's not a Fever tune, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a comp tune. You could be the greatest.
Oh my days,
bro. If you saw this comp, yeah. It was used for the elite players.
This song had, but
with FIFA, yeah, I've always said I used it. It was at the time where I don't know with you lot, but it was like FIFA sessions were therapy sessions.
I'll be real with you, FIFA for me, FIFA hit like a fucking golden era from like FIFA 09 to like FIFA 14. That 5 or 6 years, it was like FIFA was just in terms of gameplay. Like, you know, playing with your friends, soundtracks.
And
like,
when they brought in the arena.
Yes, I was about to say when they brought the arena in. Yeah.
Because FIFA 09 was that year where it shifted from PES. Because before that, everyone was playing PES.
It was FIFA 09 where everyone shifted over. Yeah, so FIFA 09 to FIFA 12 is where I was still on to PES 9. And afterwards, I was 10. Then I was like, I can't keep living like this.
Yeah.
Like, niggas have gone off.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone was playing FIFA.
But I've even said, like, the therapy sessions I was having with Amanda and me, I was like, bro, there was one night. I always say this. There was one random night, I think I must have been like 20. Got into the FIFA sesh. Every man logged off and playing some random mute. I just stopped playing him, bro. I broke down in tears. My life was in shit. Nigga, me and this random guy just talking and chopping it up.
Oh, for real?
Bro, it was like, bro, even like with the guys that you know, like FIFA at 4 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore because we all have jobs and things to do in the morning. Yeah. We could be up to 4 a.m. because we can't sleep, but we ain't definitely playing.
Yeah.
But I was like, bro, I miss those days of just...
Because it's crazy. Someone said it was like, someone said like, the last day you played out on the estate with the man, then you didn't know that was the last day you were going to play.
The last day you log out of...
Luckily you played out.
There's one guy used to play football with Jamal. Like, me and him used to play football from like year 7. I switched teams and came to the following team.
Yeah.
You know when you're buddies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, at the time, all I had was like PS4 thing. I must have sold my PS4, hard times. And
good bankruptcy.
But then, you know when you sell your PS4, PS5, you're going through it, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you got bankruptcy, but then... when I sold it, it was like a month later, I was like, damn, like, I ain't even got his contact details. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Only time he used to contact was like, are you playing FIFA today? Mm. Used to log on, used to bust jokes to them. Yeah. He's one of them guys with no socials.
I remember you have to be like at carnival, sat on a random.
Bro, you have to be outside to see him or some shit. And I was like,
randomly, you know.
And bro, the day we meet, it's going to be a spiritual meeting. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be, you know what I mean? Like, we've all got them friends that, like, we just don't see because they're not on socials and shit.
That's like even me and you. Remember, we saw each other after years, like, wireless.
Bro, I still got the photo. It popped up on the thing.
It was like in a mosh pit, innit?
Yeah, it was like, me and Lloyd.
Last time I saw Alex was obviously 2012. The season ended. And obviously, we didn't have each other on social and that.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I don't know Twitter, but just talk.
We were in contact.
And 3-4 years later...
Bro,
4 years later.
It's when Ludo had the high top, Onana high top.
Relax.
Nah, if I post the picture, it's the Onana
high top.
My hair was long, though.
Yeah, it was long.
It went straight up, man.
It went down, but whatever.
Last time I met Ludo, he was thinking whether to get me robbed or not, bro.
That seems like...
She was crazy.
More than robbed, bro.
She was crazy, bro.
The first time you meet Ludo, you feel like a slime energy.
First time I met Ludo, I played football with him.
Yeah. Real slime. Shiver me timbers.
I definitely met... No, I met Alex before you.
Yeah, I met you at Dynarama.
Was it Dynarama? Yeah. Or not football, bro?
No.
Was it not Bull? I met Atlas first.
I met Alex at Bull, but I was trying to fuck that nigga up.
He's horrible, that.
First time me and Alex fully chopped it up was Phonox,
yeah.
And that's when he told the story about the chair.
Okay.
Hey, everyone was at Phoenix, you know.
What, bro, I can't believe you went up to the club with that many niggas. And we went into lockdown the next week. It was like,
it was meant to happen.
Yeah, it was meant to happen.
I was in a club like few.
Because it might have been 30 man. We might have pulled up 30 man. Yeah. What I'm going to say is Phonox smoking area. Better than the club.
Get busy in there.
It's busy in the
Phonox. Busy in the smoking area.
Yeah. Yo, you're dumb, bro.
Better than the club. You don't get busy in the smoking area.
Nah, I heard you. No, look.
I'd be in a smoking area.
I don't be a smoke.
I'm in a smoking area with a lighter.
Who needs a lighter?
No, I mean, not who, what baddies do the lighter.
There's two ways.
Ask for a lighter, ask for a cigarette.
Yeah, and also, if you see a girl, you like offer to buy her a drink.
Yeah.
That gets you 5 minutes of conversation. You get me?
You know what it is?
If you want to talk to a girl, that gets you 5 minutes of conversation.
No, but the thing is, I've stopped doing that now because I've got a long parcel of like, I'm not just women, I'll be buying anyone drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not buying anyone drinks except for my guys. Yeah. But women especially, because they feel like they've done a lick on you. Yeah. I don't like that feeling.
I hate that feeling.
Stop watching Andrew Tate, man.
No. With me, it's just more of a thing like, nah, you're feeling like,
I'm one up on you.
Yeah, like, I got this man to buy me a drink. Mm. I just done it because I'm nice. But now I know how women are feeling.
My thing, if I offer it to you, I'm not going to feel like you hit a lick. I offered you.
Buy
me a drink, babe, and I'll buy it for you.
Oh my
God. If I offer it,
yeah,
I don't feel like you hit a lick on me. I offered it to you.
Mm, yeah, I heard you. Yeah.
We wrapping up. I forgot the time.
Yeah.
And Chino needs to get home.
Don't look at me, bro.
Lame ass nigga.
Lame ass. Home.
I hate home, nigga.
Go home, bro. Have you seen that thing where it's like, are you free for lunch tomorrow? And he was like, let me ask my mum. And he was like, you 25.
You live by yourself.
And he was like,
She said no.
But let's wrap this up, man.
Oh, man, listen. Like, share, subscribe. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Share with your friends. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Thank you for tapping in with us, man. This is a fun episode. I can't lie.
Over and out.
Yeah. Over and out. Thank you, guys.
Hey, man. Hey, where the baddies at, man?
How are they 6 points?
Hey, yo, cut this part out.